listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Well, the new year is right upon us, isn't it? So I've got some new year predictions for you. Here we go from John chapter 16, verse 33. Here's my new year's predictions. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Those are precious words from Jesus and good to think about at the start of a new year. Because at the start of a new year, people offer all sorts of predictions. Nevertheless, I believe that we could take this statement from Jesus as a prediction, not just for this year, but for any year. See what Jesus predicts for this coming year. First, in the world you will have tribulation. You can count on it. You will face tribulation this year. Jesus promised that it would be so. The ancient Greek word that's translated tribulation in my Bible here, it has the idea of stress or pressing. Someday you will have a time of rest and unending happiness, but that's for heaven, not for earth. Understanding this removes a false hope. Struggling Christians often hope for the day when they will laugh at all temptation and life will be one effortless victory after another. We are promised struggle as long as we are in this world, yet there is peace in Jesus. Your current area of struggle may one day pass away, but after that, there will be new areas to conquer. But we are also promised something greater than tribulation. Tribulation was the first promise. Here's the second promise. "Be of good cheer," Jesus said. "I have overcome the world." In this, Jesus shouted out the truth of his victory. It's an amazing statement from a man who was about to be arrested, forsaken, rejected, mocked, tortured, and executed. The glory of the resurrection made it clear that Jesus truly could say, "I have overcome the world." So knowing all this, Jesus made a sincere offer to us. He offered us the gift of courage, that is good cheer, for the tribulation that we must face. Knowing, not knowing it just as a fact in a history book, but really knowing that Jesus has overcome the world brings us courage. There is no reason to be downcast or discouraged. Your look of gloom is a witness to your unbelief. If you really believed in Jesus' victory and by faith shared in his overcoming, then you would have courage. You would have good cheer. And you would also have what he offered at the beginning of the verse. Peace. Remember the circumstances surrounding this opening statement of Jesus to this verse. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." At the very moment Jesus spoke those words, Judas met with Jesus' enemies to plot his arrest. Jesus knew that he would be arrested, forsaken, rejected, mocked, humiliated, tortured, and executed before the next day was over. But Jesus did not promise peace, but he offered it. This is what Jesus said, "that you may have peace." Here's the truth. People can follow Jesus, yet deny themselves the peace that Jesus offered to them. Jesus said, "that in me you may have peace." We will not find real peace anywhere else other than in Jesus. So for this new year, we can predict tribulation. And we can look back on the fact that Jesus has overcome the world. When we really receive his victory over his victory as our own victory, then we can have peace. That is one prediction we are assured will come true. Hey, in Jesus Christ, this new year is your year.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.